Well, welcome to Bingeworthy. This is our new podcast, part of the Phantom Rant podcast family. It's the awkward second cousin. No. Yes. No, it's not. It's the little brother. But we're actually really excited about this. We've got a whole bunch of opportunities with this podcast because we're going to be breaking down TV shows one episode at a time. What's the first show we're going to be doing, Ryan?
Today, we are starting with the very first episode of Stranger Things Season 3.
Wow.
Yes.
I feel like it's been 2 years since we've gotten a season. Is that true?
It has been. Almost 2 years. If in October, it'll be 2 years.
Wow.
We have waited a long time, and we are, everyone at Phantom Rant, we're all huge fans of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It's one of the letters is in our name, the N in fandom, is Stranger Things font. And we've just been dying to talk about this.
We have been. It's kind of crazy. We've been doing podcasts for over a year and have yet to talk about Stranger Things at all outside of the top five
news. And now we are breaking that mold.
So we're here with our Phantom Rant family and constituents.
Yes. For each episode.
God. So let's just clarify. We're doing binging like you should traditionally do binging in threes, right?
Yeah. So what we'll do most likely, and we'll see how it goes, is we'll binge three episodes and we'll talk about those three episodes, and then we'll release those three podcast episodes on Bingeworthy, and then so on and so forth.
So we're going to be doing episodes 1, 2, and 3 in this kind of setting, but you're going to have different guests each time, different hosts each time. Okay. We're just going to have to acknowledge something right now. We've got the other guys in the room, and they're stir crazy because they're ready to watch episode 2, and they can't watch
the first one.
We're
so excited.
And so if you hear background noise, just try to ignore it, try to tune it out,
or try to listen to it.
It could be interesting.
Yeah, it's a little Easter egg.
So just a breakdown of what these episodes are going to look like. Basically, on each episode, we're going to be dissecting each episode we just watched. And it won't be long, no longer than 20 minutes.
Maybe 30 sometimes.
Maybe 30 minutes. But we'll be giving you some things like our favorite scenes, breakdown of the episode, the MVP, the apex of the episode, which is considered the climax or our favorite moment.
Our favorite moment.
Favorite moment. And some maybe callbacks to previous episodes, some Easter eggs, some pop culture references.
Yes.
And maybe a squabble if necessary.
And so, shall we begin?
We shall.
All right. What's the name of the first episode?
The name of the first episode is Susie. Do you copy?
Now, who's Susie?
We don't know who Susie is yet.
We don't know.
Is she real, Jack?
I don't know. I want to believe him. Do you guys think Susie's real?
That's some Netflix TV stuff I've ever seen. Dusty's talking to
me. Anyways, Dusty has a real girlfriend.
But I think we should just start right with the first scene.
Let's do it.
So first scene, we are introduced to Russians trying to recreate the upside down portal, and it's a year ago, and this is interesting. We still need to see how this is going to play out.
Totally.
But it seems like the Russians are somehow involved with this now.
They've been hinting at Russians for a very long time now.
Yeah.
Since the very first season.
Season one.
Got more.
And it's interesting because it connects to the Cold War and the tensions in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just hops right into this Stranger Things intro. Then we have Mike and Eleven making out on a bed with Hopper.
Yeah, and we learn that Hopper's rule is a 3-inch gap in the door so you can watch them.
So currently our relationships, we have Mike and Eleven, Lucas and Max, and Nancy and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Will we see
a Jopper?
Joyce and Hopper? Jopper? We all want to see that.
We want to see a Jopper, but we don't know.
Yeah. So, and then we're introduced to Starcourt Mall, which is amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. That theme is beautiful.
I just heard from a source that it's an actual mall that people...
What's that?
Some of the extras were just people walking around the mall.
Justin.
So, you know, if you were in Hawkins, Indiana, you could have been in Stranger Things 3. That's not where they filmed it. So Stranger Things is actually filmed in Jackson, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things in Stranger Things, which is some of the things we got in this new episode, is their transitions. They just nail it, dude.
Okay. I don't think there was one transition where I was caught off guard. It was just a seamless transition from the next one.
Even in this episode, this is a spoiler, when one of the rats is popping because the mind flare is in them, And then one rat pops right as someone jumps in the pool at Hawkins.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I love those transitions, man.
Yeah. And there's Nancy and Jonathan are late to work and they're speeding off on the freeway. And right as they're going in one direction, Dustin's coming the other direction
with his mom from summer camp.
Back from camp. And you just switch scenes right there.
Love it.
Great transitions. What do you think of the music so far?
Music so far? Dude, Star Court, that song, they play it when you first see Star Court Mall. So good.
They keep playing it.
One of the things with Stranger Things is the music. Honestly, Stranger Things got me into 80s music. I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
Like, it is some good stuff. And Kyle Dixon and some other guy writes the original score. And man, I can just listen to it on repeat all seasons. Yeah. I've been listening to season 3 too. And there are some good songs.
There's one awkward song that we don't know yet.
What's it called?
What is it going to... It's like A Story Forever or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Forever
yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
And anyways. I'm pretty sure Dustin sings in it.
Oh, yeah. I sent that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so we find out Mind Flayer, as I mentioned before, is still on Hawkins and goes into rats or something.
Yeah. Weird.
Kind of weird thing.
But it's popping rats.
Popping rats. They're like popcorn.
Yeah, they are like popcorn.
A big thing with this episode also is Hopper being a father.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Big deal.
I loved that. And he's getting advice from Joyce. Pretty yeah. funny.
Matt, I just paid you for the pizza.
Question. What do you think about Billy and Mrs. Wheeler?
Okay, part of me morally doesn't think it's right. But part of me also thinks it's extremely entertaining.
Okay, do you think that this little fantasy is going to keep going? Or do you think, so now Billy's abducted, it's going to stop? And it's just a little side plot.
Okay, so yeah, spoiler alert, Billy does get abducted. Something happens to him. We don't know exactly what yet. But if something does happen with him and Mrs. Wheeler, it's not going to end well for Mrs. Wheeler.
Mm-mm.
Because something has happened to Billy and he no longer controls his body.
That's true. We still haven't seen what's going to happen, so we can only predict as of now. So now Nancy and Jonathan both work at the Hawkins Post, which is some fun little plot. And I think their whole thing in season 2 was trying to expose Hawkins' lab with reporters. So it's just natural that they work at
a post. The Hawkins Post, which is total ripoff of Washington Post. It's the same font. It's just really cute.
Scranton Post.
It's adorable.
Oh, then we see Steve, Ahoy Ice Cream.
Now, what are your thoughts about Steve so far in this episode?
Dude, they nerfed Steve. He can't get with the girls. Okay.
Here's the thing. He still has the dad status, but he's a single
dad. He's still dad to the kids. He's single dad. But, oh, man. So he couldn't go to college. He wanted to go to Purdue. Couldn't get in.
I don't know if we know it was necessarily Purdue. He couldn't get into college, basically.
Basically. So now he's working at the mall, you know, trying to be optimistic.
I feel like he's crushed.
I think you can just tell.
He's just devastated.
Then we have the beautiful scene of Bob Newby.
Ooh. Aww.
The throwback. Okay, here's something about Bob Newby that you might not know. I was watching Stranger Things Beyond, getting ready for Stranger Things 3, and I realized that the Duffer Brothers, who are the writers and directors, had planned for Bob to die in episode 4 of season 2.
Wow.
He wasn't supposed to be a character that long, and Will was supposed to kill him in the car ride where they talk about the clown and he tells him to overcome his fear. Like the Mind Flayer is supposed to take over and kill Bob. But they just kind of got attached to John Astin. So
yeah, I'm sad they killed him off in season 2. He would have been just a great character in season 3. But yeah. Oh, well.
And then the conclusion of the episode.
Very good.
Somebody gets abducted by something.
Well, before that, we get a little talking to.
Oh.
From Hopper.
That's true.
Hopper's getting a little uncomfortable with all this kissing happened between Mike and Eleven, so he confronts him on it.
Yep.
And it doesn't go as planned, so he has to kind of switch gears, take Mike to a car.
And he just goes full-blown police cop on him.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's going to be fun seeing Hopper as a dad.
Yeah. He's awkward, man.
His first 2 seasons, he's my favorite character of the show. I got to be honest. He's the most consistently entertaining to watch. Yeah.
Totally.
He's super engaging with the conflict. He's always on top of it. I don't know. He's a very entertaining character to watch. Yeah. He reminds me of Jack Nicholson. I always keep saying that.
You've said that a couple times.
I have.
But basically, he's like, if you can't give my daughter a break, you can't date my daughter.
Something like that. Yeah.
And he was like, not if you understand.
That was pretty accurate.
Anyways, I think we should move on to our little segment at the end of each episode.
All right, awards.
Episode awards.
Here we go.
So,
drum roll, please.
The MVP of the episode goes to?
We're giving it to Chief Hopper.
Man, he has the most screen time. We actually sat down and calculated it. That's right.
How many minutes?
How many minutes, Evan? Or actually, I have the...
Well, basically, he's got a lot of minutes, but he also has a lot
Hopper has 8 minutes and 45 seconds, which is 16% of the episode. I hate that I have that statistic.
I think it's pretty epic. Almost like Aquaman epic.
Oh, man. And then Will has second screen time with 8 minutes and 35 seconds, 16% of the show, which is interesting.
I didn't feel it.
He's just in the background. And come on, dude. Will needs more of a character. He's still
they need
a vegetable
to let Will be
two.
Will. Like, let him do his thing.
Dude, okay. I've heard some things. It's about to get political. Will be gay.
Will be gay?
No?
Who knows?
No. We don't know.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Go ahead.
I would just like to say that Will has, I think from one line when he says to Dusty, welcome home. I think he's officially a vegetable.
He's a vegetable from everything he's been through. Season 1 and season 2.
I think a more interesting plot for Will would be if he got some sort of power.
Okay, I actually
You've been thinking that, yeah.
If Will gets a superpower.
You want to get credit? Take credit right now.
I was thinking that too.
All right, let's move on to our favorite moment. We're going to move on to the apex of the episode, which is our...
Episode
favorite
apex.
Favorite moment.
What is it?
It is the car scene with Hopper and Mike.
I love it.
I just love it.
It's the dad talk.
It's kind of the theme of the episode. It's kids growing up and you know, got to be a parent. And it's interesting seeing Hopper's transformation and character development going from this chief of police and trying to be a parent. And it's... heartwarming because you remember his daughter died.
Yeah.
Season 1, you kind of see that. Mm-hmm. So obviously he sees 11 as his daughter. Her last name is Hopper on the birth certificate. So it's a good scene where he kind of gets Mike in line because Mike is kind of annoying.
Mike is definitely bugging us.
Like I understand him being upset because end of season 2 he's upset with Hopper because he hit 11, but dude needs to chill, man. Dude needs to chill.
Yeah, he does need to chill.
All right. And what's the callback of the episode? The nostalgia of the episode?
We're going to give the callback of the episode award to the scene where Billy is getting pulled down the stairs. And it's a total callback to our good girl,
Barb.
Barbara Barb.
When she gets pulled from the Demogorgon into...
Right into the pool.
And she's holding the pool rails.
Pool, I guess, steps.
Yeah, pool steps.
Oh, yeah.
You think we'll see Barb again?
Oh, Barb's gone.
Rip Barb.
Barb got her eulogy song. My theory is,
okay,
they play anytime you hear the eulogy, that person is gone forever.
They played eulogy again in this episode when Joyce is reminiscing about Bob.
It's like bells. You play the bells for them, you mourn them, you move on.
It's just something you do. You play eulogy in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
All right. And we have quite a bit of pop culture Easter eggs. Jack, you want to hit us with the first one?
Yeah, we got a gold leader reference from Dustin in the first little bit of the movie when he's returning. He's saying, gold leader.
Gold leader returning to base. This is gold leader, which is a reference to...
Star Wars.
A New Hope.
New Hope.
And then we also have Dustin's little high frequency, far distance
radio transmitter
called Cerebro, which is easily an Easter egg referring to Cerebro in X-Men.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Cool. And then we have Day of the Dead. This is a movie that they're watching.
Yeah.
It's a good movie that came out in the 80s.
Day of the Dead. Anything else? I mean, I'm sure we're missing so much because there's
so much.
These episodes
so much
are
content.
Just thick with callbacks to the 80s and yeah. references, but these were the ones we caught.
Heavy thick.
Big thick. All right, anyone have any memes of the episode?
So, the meme of the episode...
We don't eat trash around here.
When the rats were running around, we thought Remy was going to show up. And
Remy in Shadow Monster form.
The Shadow Monster was going to go inside Remy, and then he was going to cook us a good meal.
Remy actually saves the world by teaching the Shadow Monster how to eat food. You close your eyes, and you imagine the flavors in your head.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was our... Stranger Things Season 3 Episode 1 review and breakdown episode.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so excited to watch the second episode now.
I know. I can't wait.
So the next episode... What's going to happen to Billy? We don't know. We got left on a cliffhanger. Billy gets sucked down by something. We don't know what it is. Most likely the Mind Flayer.
Will Billy turn into a upside down monster?
Or... Will Will get superpowers? Or will Mike listen to Hopper?
We're gonna have to figure this out.
Is Susie real?
Will Ted wake up from his nap with his daughter?
Will Mrs. Wheeler go through with the cheating?
Will Mike quit being a little horn dog and start hanging out with his bros again?
Will Steve ever get a girlfriend again?
Will they translate the Russian message?
Stay tuned to find out. All right, guys. So that was a great conclusion of our first binge-worthy episode. Next one, we will have Devin and Clint talking about the second episode of Stranger Things Season 3.
And who's hitting the third episode?
We're going to have Evan and Matt.
Yeah! 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 Every week!
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you soon.
Next on Bingeworthy.
So what Matt was saying about that was that that's what the Shadow Monster was like telling him to do, but in that moment he wasn't fully taken over, so that's why he didn't do it. He's rejected it.